Hello everyone, I'm Jen Luprin. In this video, we're going to see how to manage your project vulnerabilities issues and how to mitigate them. So every time you update or install a package, you'll get a log response like this one just after the installation. And this response tells you what version was installed and whether there are any vulnerabilities. And it might look something like what's in my terminal right now. So this log lists the vulnerabilities with various severity levels. If you have any high-level vulnerabilities, you should generally try to update the package. So if you use the command npm audit, you can get information about the kinds of vulnerabilities, which packages are affected, and how to resolve it. And you can use npm audit fix to try to resolve the issues by updating your packages within the allowed version range. But sometimes, like right here, it's not quite enough. If you're okay to accept possible breaking changes, you can always use npm audit fix with a force flag. And this allows updates outside of your allowed version range, meaning major version updates. And in that case, you can see that updating expressed to its latest major version fixes the issues. npm audit, how are we doing? Not bad. But sometimes that's still not enough and fixes may not exist at all. Then deciding if the remaining vulnerabilities are an issue or not depends on your project, the kind of possible issues, and which package is affected. If it only affects your development dependencies and not your production dependencies, then it's usually safe. Keep in mind that vulnerabilities are discovered all the time. They're so common that GitHub has implemented a function that scans repos and automatically creates PRs suggesting that you upgrade to a safer version if it finds a vulnerability. And a good practice is to run the npm audit occasionally just to keep your code in good condition. See you in the next videos to learn more about Node.js.